Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Who does he think he is? Mr. Big Stuff. He needs to be Mr. Retired Big Stuff, okay? Charles Harmon is a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He has been inducted into the Sports Writers Hall of Fame. Usually when people get into the Hall of Fame, they ride off into glory. You know, they get on the horse and they go, they ride off into the sunset. They stop writing. They start rocking their grandbabies and they take vacations and they move to Arizona in the wintertime. Charles Harmon got inducted into the Sports Writers Hall of Fame. And then the next thing I know, he's writing stories again. Okay, Uncle Charles, I saw your induction. I know it happened. Everybody clap. You got a standing ovation. Your beautiful bride and your children and grandchildren were there. You got your award. You said thank you. It's sitting up at the house. Sir, you still working. I don't understand this. I don't understand. You Hall of Fame means you won. Okay, that's not a better story that you can write, Charles Harmon. Okay, if you are in the Hall of Fame, you won. Stop.
Well, somebody stole the horse. I can't ride off without the horse.
I keep opening the spokesman recorder, and here come more stories from Charles. I said, this man don't know he's supposed to. After you get into the Hall of Fame, that's it.
Man, I didn't read that fine print. See, that's what happened.
It's on the bottom of the trophy. Flip the trophy upside down. If you go get the trophy from where you were inducted into the Sports Writers Hall of Fame, under the bottom of the trophy, it says quit. It says quit.
Hold on. Let me go get that now.
I tell you, this man don't know how to sit down somewhere. See, my grandmother used to tell me, sit down somewhere. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You know, I knew I was going to be filling in for Chad, and I sent him a SOS. I said, please come on the show with me today, please. And you were like, I got this time to this time. I was like, he should have all the time because he should be retired. He shouldn't tell me when he got time. He should have all the time.
I will, after I get off this phone call and do some more work, I will have some time.
Oh, my God. Okay, so first of all, before we get into what I want to talk about, we got to talk about these links. You cover the links. We talked before the playoffs. You felt like they had a good shot. Things got emotional. We spiraled out of control. We didn't keep it together. And somebody else won that championship. I was already ready for a parade and a party, and that is not going to happen in my town. What the hell happened, Uncle Charles?
Well, I think, unfortunately, when they clinched the playoff spot so early, I think they lost a lot of their steam. Couple that with Napisha's injury and recovering from that, they really didn't have that kind of edge that they had going into the All-Star break and coming out the All-Star break. And you could see that they seemed to cut it on, flipping on it all in spurts. And I know Cheryl was trying to rest starters and those type of things, but when they clinch so early, sometimes that retards your momentum, and then they just couldn't bring that into the playoffs. And also, everybody saw what Indiana did to them, the Commissioner Cup. The Lynx don't, it's not a physical team. They're a finesse team in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, that's how Indiana beat them. Indiana just physically beat them. And that's what Phoenix did to them. Basically, you know, and they didn't have any, they had no way to counteract that. And then, unfortunately, the refereeing, which has not been, I don't know why people think this is the first year that's been bad. It's been bad as long as I covered the league. But it got worse this year in some respects. But they just never really could get past that. And you can't lose like they lost game two. You can't lose. And I sat there with a reporter and watched that game. They was up 20. I said, you know what? This don't look good. They up 20 too early. This don't look good. And they never really, you know, they lost that game. I just felt they could not recover from that. I really, you know, from my years of being around, that's a defeating loss. And unless you have the kind of horses, and then you gave momentum to Phoenix, going back to Phoenix, you just couldn't overcome that. And then, you know, other things happen. So did they have a good season? Yes. Would it be a long off season? Yes. Because you got to think about that. You got to think about what you didn't do and what you did do. And sometimes what you didn't do overshadows what you did do. And so can they come back? I mean, people looking at them as being a contender again next season, as well as winning it again. But, it's too early. There's too much going on with the CBA and too much other stuff going on. So, I'm sorry you put some money on it. You know, you can't take my advice on sometimes. I'm not too agree.
And I promise you, I had some vacation days scheduled. I just gave them back. I ain't even going to lie. I told my mother, like, wait, you asked? I said, yeah, I asked for vacation, but you can go ahead and put it. I'm not going anywhere. It's not. Nothing's happening right now. The thing that I thought was going to happen didn't happen. So what can they do for next year? I mean, you have your finger on the pulse of this team. You cover them for the Spokesman Recorder. We're talking to Charles Hallman, Hall of Fame sports writer on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, talking to us about these links. They're strategizing. They're playing it right now.
They need to, first of all, they need to pick up a physical player. They had that 2 years ago with McNesha Hines Allen. Somebody could come in and really, you know, make a stand when people are trying to bounce McBride and people around. They didn't have that this year. Carrington came close, but she got hurt. So they need that. Secondly, they need they really need another point guard. A young point guard that they can groom in. As good as Courtney does, Courtney is not a natural point guard, even though she's supposed to be. She's not a natural point guard. She's more of a two guard. And so, therefore, there's times when she makes mistakes that you can't have from a point guard spot. You know, she definitely has been a breath of fresh air since Lindsay has retired. But, again, she makes some mistakes, and you have to live with that sometimes. Now, according to mock drafts, they're looking at picking up a point guard, and it'd be if that happens, that'll be good. If they get one out of the draft. There is a couple point guards coming out this year in the top of the draft, and they are predicted being the top of the draft because they got that trade from the trade with Chicago. They got their pick. So they'll be in a lottery in some respects. They'll be in 1, 2, 3, and 4 in that spot coming out. But everything is on hold. If they don't get that CBA ton by the end of the month, they all bets are off, you know.
Okay, so what's that looking like? I need to get an update on that because, you know, you hear stories from one side, you hear stories from the other side, and they've got meetings, and the meetings are canceled, and then, you know, our players are speaking up, and, you know, you hear so much drama coming from it. I just need a deal to get done so we can look forward to it.
How could I say this? There's a real possibility there'll be a work stoppage. because the gap between the players and the league is so huge right now, because it's not about salaries. People think it's about that. It's about revenue sharing. And the owners are not backing down off of that. When the NBA, when the WNBA gets barely 9% of revenue share from their players, get 9%, while other leagues get almost 50%, if not more. Mm-hmm. So you getting all this money coming in, and you claiming that you can't pay the player. So people keep talking about they don't want NBA salaries. Okay, NBA salaries, they never ask for that. People, that's a misnomer. What they want is revenue sharing. They want that, and the league are not budging on that. And the players, this is a new generation, Shredetta. They ain't taking triples and bench no more. They want prime rib. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, yes, I can see them extending it like they did before the last CBA. But I think the issues, until they can move forward in the revenue sharing, everything else is not going to come through. They get the revenue sharing to the place where the players want, everything else will fall in the line. It's like the domino effect. But that's up top. So don't read the hype. It ain't about salaries. That will come. It's not arguing about salaries. They're arguing about revenue sharing. And the league is not budging. Now, in fact, the last proposal that the league pushed down, according to my sources, was worse than the last proposal they came up with.
Whoa.
So the player, and that's when the piece of them went off like they are. So, you know, it's deep right now. And we only talking about what's going on with the commissioner issue, but it's deep. And the gap is too deep. And I think right now, I don't see it closing anytime soon, unless there's some budging from the league side, not the player side. Players are defined in their role.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the league will have to make some budgets. And I think they're going to be, you got rich people. when rich people don't think they want to lose some money, they'll stand there and they'll sink rather than give up what they need to give up. So, yeah, it doesn't look good for the league right now. It can be better. But it doesn't look good for the league right now. And everything's on hold. You can't do expansion draft, which is going to be another thing they got to do. You got two teams coming in. You can't do the college draft. You can't do any draft. You can't do free agent signings as long as that CBA is not in place.
Wow.
So everything will be on hold. And October 31st, the last day of the CBA, if they can't get an extension, everything's on hold. Nothing can happen.
And it is the 16th. Today's the 16th. They ain't got much time left, Uncle Charles.
They got to ask them there. But they bring me in there. I can help them negotiate it. You know, I can retire and go and become a negotiator, because to me, you need common sense. Okay, you lock people in the room, order some pizza, and sit down there and say, it's common sense. But, you know, you don't have common sense involved. You want people to, be Billy Badass. Then that's what
then you
happens.
Got work any, stoppages.
You got work stoppages, and that's in any field. It's not just players. It's not any field. When I was a teacher, we almost went out on strike a couple of times because this we didn't want to pay this. Okay, well we want this. So it's always going to be that. Can it be real negotiation? And everybody's going to win something. It can't be win lose. And right now, that it's lose win. The owners want to win. And the player is going to lose on this unless they get some adjustments.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I have a question for you. Will the NBA hire a woman head coach? I was very surprised to find out who applied for the Knicks position and what happened when they went in for the interview for Tom Thibodeau's job. More with Uncle Charles Hallman, Hall of Fame sports writer who won't retire, when we come back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 1:52. That is your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to restore your home after the storm with expert storm damage repair from Lindis Construction. We're continuing our conversation with sports writer, Hall of Fame journalist Charles Hallman with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder newspaper. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Uncle Charles, I was surprised to find out that South Carolina's Dawn Staley interviewed for the New York Knicks head coaching position. She would have been fantastic. She is a Olympian. She's won gold medals. She's won championships. She's won college championships. Her reputation is above board. Her work ethic is unparalleled. But after the interview, she says that she doubts the NBA will ever hire a woman head coach.
She's not incorrect. You're dealing with an old school, old head, old school ownership that don't see women as leaders in that position. They can put them at, they know they can be an assistant coach, but they don't see them being the face of a franchise, which the head coach typically would be next to their star player. So, yes, I'm finishing up her book, her memoir, and mm-hmm. she just talks about, you know, just the importance of being a black female coach. And there's still that image of black females that they can't do that job. They, you know, and so, therefore, if it does happen, I have to say it won't be a black woman that be a first woman head coach. But I don't see it happening in a long time, because you got an ownership group that you know, they don't even want the WNBA. So why would they want to bring in a woman?
But Uncle Charles, if it's going to be any woman, she has the pedigree. She has the experience. She has the resume. She has the championships. You know, anybody who has ever worked for or with her talks about her work ethic. You know, her reputation is above board. She don't owe nobody $20 for nothing. She ain't been driving drunk. She doesn't have a storied past that they have to try to overlook or sweep under the rug. If I'm looking at everything on paper, she's perfect.
Well, hey, we have somebody in the White House who's not qualified. so we seem to lower the bar for that, for those leadership positions. So, no, there's not a question. Her pedigree is impeccable. But I just don't see, and they reached out to her. The Knicks reached out to her for interest, and she decided that she would take a. She thought they were serious, and if she didn't think they were serious, she probably wouldn't even looked at it. But they were serious, but they was only serious to a point. And the point is, they brought her in for the interview. It's almost like the Rooney Rule in football. You bring them in for the interview because they say, you know, so it looks good, but then you move forward and you bring in. They did bring in a black man, the coach. But no, it's just I don't see it happening. The ownership in the NBA is any pro ownership, they're old guard, and they don't see women in those leadership roles. They see them as secondary roles. They're going to be an assistant coach. I mean, Becky Hammon was assistant coach at San Antonio for years. But when a job opened up, they didn't look at her.
No.
You know?
And she applied for that. I think that Portland Trailblazer job that she applied for. Yeah.
There's four or five women coaches who are assistants in the WNBA, in the NBA, who would be good opportunities to get a head coaching job, but they won't get it because the old guard is saying, nope, got to have a man. Got to have a man. Got to have a man. Okay.
Oh,
and until you have that kind of mentality, you know, it doesn't change. So, no, I don't see it now. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I don't think so.
Well, you need to be wrong about not retiring. You need to take your trophy, your Hall of Fame Sports Writer Trophy, and go
and
rock one of them 50-level grand babies.
Floor, I'm gonna look at that. I'm gonna take that off the wall. I'm gonna say, let me look and see that. Get my magnifying glass. Let me read
it. It says quit under the bottom. If it doesn't, I'm gonna come by your house and write it. Charles Hallman joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Always good to hang out with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.